Thank you. प्रत्यधिष्ठाय देवाय धीमहि तन्नः सर्व प्रचोदयात्। शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। अनंत संसार समुद्र तारा नौकायिताभ्याम गुरु भक्तिताभ्याम वैराग्य साम्राज्य पूजनाभ्याम नमो नमः श्री गुरु पादुकाभ्याम नमो नमः श्री गुरु पादुकाभ्याम। शाकराभ्या दौर्भाग्यदावां बुधमालिकाभ्यां दूरीकृतानां रवीन्द्रकिताभ्यां नमो नमः श्रीगुरुपादुकाभ्यां नमो नमः श्रीगुरुपादुकाभ्यां नमो नमः श्रीगुरुपादुकाभ्यां।
यत् सत्येन जगत् सत्यम् यत् प्रकाशेन भाति यत् यदानन्देन नन्दन्ति तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. With the high mast of faith and the sturdy sails of hope, man sets out amidst blinding mist and swirling currents, with the lasting belief that every thrust that propels him onwards is but the work of your hand. Pray thee, my Guru, guide him ashore from this endless ocean.
Endless? Though the ocean seems endless and the tides unrelenting, I am the captain of my life and I shall steer it to its destination. Wait, whom am I speaking to? Is there someone else on the ship?
You speak of destination, old friend, but I think destiny holds something else in its folds for you.
Old? Whom are you referring to? By the way, did I just hear a voice from above?
Quite so, mariner, but not so soon. I am but an albatross, a fellow voyager. There are days in life destined to be clear and cozy. But when darkness fills your skies, hiding sunshine from your eyes, what will you do?
You must be knowing better, giant bird. For there is always a lighthouse near.
I too seek the same, my friend. But finding one is not a simple task, for it alone can reveal itself unto thee. Seeing your unflinching faith, untiring forbearance, unparalleled dedication, it shall light your way.
And then?
And as long as the light is in your sight, the path is revealed unto you. It alone can reveal itself, for it is the most coveted treasure. Would you like to know what that is? Guruvanna evaro yeruka?
Yeah.
Treasure resplendent in its glory, illumining every wave in its wake.
But where? I see nothing.
Patience, dear friend. For this view that I behold never comes so easily.
Okay, but tell me, how does the lighthouse look? How bright does it shine?
It shines like the sun, dispelling darkness, wiping out doubt and despair. Ajnana thimirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshuran militam yena tasmai shri gurave namah.
Oh, another new song?
No, just something I heard from a wise voyager from the far east.
Oh, another voyager? Did he come upon a lighthouse too?
Yes, indeed. And Guru Nanak was his lighthouse.
Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru.
Vahe Guru, 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 Vahe Guru.
Sat Guru Nanak Pargataya, Mitti Tund Jag Chanad Hoa.
Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru.
Guru Nanak Pargataya, Mitti Tund Jag Chanad Hoya. Jo Kar Suraj Nikalaya, Tare Chape Andher Palwa.
Tare Chape Andher Palwa.
Satguru Nanak Pargataya,
जिथे बाबा पैर तरे
पूजा सन थापन सोआ
मिठे दुंद जग जानन होया
सतगुरु नानक प्रगटया Guru Nanak Pargataya सूरज निकलया तारे
चपे अंधेर पलवा
तारे चपे अंधेर पलवा
सतगुरु नानक परगटया
that this lighthouse is a person. This voyage is only getting stranger with every tide.
Truth is stranger than fiction, my friend. And truth lies not in the image, but in the vision that perceives.
You speak in riddles, amigo. But tell me, who is our lighthouse? You have the vision from up there. How does he look? Where is he from? Who is he?
He hails from a clan named Apasthamba, born in the lineage of sage Bharadwaja. And indeed fortunate are we, for he is the convergence of supreme divinity, the Sarva Devatati, the Swarupa. He is Sai Baba.
Sagare re sagani sagamadamare Sagare re sagani sagamadamare Sagare re sagani sagamadamare Gama badava gama badava sagava Gamani dani sagani paragamani Gama dani dani సూత్రము భారద్వాజ గోత్రము సకల దేవతారూపము రత్నాకర వంశము సాయి బాబను నీవు సాయి బాబను నీవు నీవుల ప్రోచే దేవుడు నీవు పరిధిలో వెలసిన సత్యము నీవు పాపస్తంభసూత్రము భారద్వాజ గోత్రము కోటి పోసల కుక్క కుల్కి పల్కె గాని నీటు మాటల కోటి నేరడి తడు పూలన్ని తెచ్చి పూజలు చేసిన మెచ్చుకొనడు మాసాయి హృదయ కమలము అర్పించిన జోసదయుడై గ్రహించో నిత్య శాంతిదాయి మాసాయి స్తంభసూత్రము భారద్వాజ గోత్రము సాగరీగ సామ గామ సామ మామ Da 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 తాను తప్పక చనుగాని ఎదుటి తప్పుల బాబా
Sailor, are you there? What happened?
You seem so...
Words fail to describe him.
He shines resplendent as a thousand suns.
No wonder you could see him from afar. It was I who was blinded. But now, as every wave kisses the hem of his robe, my heart pulses with the same energy. Just to offer itself at his lotus feet, hold on to those assuring hands and say, Master, I've come. This ship is hit with the tide of his love and seeks him alone. I know he is my guide, but I feel he is my destiny as well. Tell me, my friend, what is he?
He is the guide who shows you the goal, the guru who shows you your guri. He is the master, the everlasting source of strength and bliss, the lord of Shiridi, the lord of Parthi, our guru, our guri.
చితివే భయము లేదని బాధల బాపే బాబా వైతివే భయము లేదని బాధల బాపే బాబా వైతివే
Your shore at last, my master, the true ending of every beginning, yet the true beginning to the realm of your bliss. And as we stand on these shores and look back, it is but your hand through and through, guiding, goading, and guarding us. Every inch of this creation resonates with your presence now. Yet such is your maya that entrapped in the sense of mine and thine, you and I, we fail to feel the unseen hand that ever responds as the loving caress of a mother, the firm grip of a father, the assuring pat of a master, and the all-knowing embrace of divinity. Master, you are the wind beneath our wings, the breath of life to our every dream, the hidden melody in every moment of silence, the unseen hand in every deed. In myriad ways, your million hands manifest. May we never forget this truth. Hey Sainath, tere hazaro haat.
Sainath tere hazaron haath. नाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ। जिस जिसने तेरा नाम लिया, जिस जिसने तेरा नाम लिया, तू हो लिया उसके साथ। साई नाथ सख्य साई नाथ, साई नाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ, साई नाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ। जिस जिसने तेरा नाम लिया, जिस जिसने तेरा नाम लिया, तू हो लिया उसके साथ। साई नाथ सत्य साई नाथ, साई नाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ, साई नाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ।
तेरा पत्थर कण कण राग, तेरा पत्थर कण कण Shri Sai Ram. On behalf of all of us present here today, and the millions of devotees all over the world, we offer our most humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved master, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, on this most auspicious Guru Purnima day. A happy Guru Purnima to all our brothers and sisters. A very auspicious day today. And after the beautiful rendition of the Guru Vandana by the students of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, we have, in the first instance, two very eminent speakers. The first speaker today is Sri S.S. Naganan, a very eminent jurist himself, and a trustee of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. The second speaker today, in the first instance, is the chairman of the events committee of the Sri Satya Sai International Organization, Sri Alandro Grana. I now invite Brother S.S. Naganan to the dais and deliver his talk.
Shri Sai Ram. Placing my very reverential and sashtanga pranams at the divine lotus feet of our Lord and Master Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, I take the pleasure of addressing all fellow devotees present here physically and in person, and those that are following the events that are taking place here in the Sai Kulwant Hall from the comfort of their respective homes, offices, places of work, mandirs, Sai centers all over the world. As all of you know, the Guru Vandana program and Guru Purnima program is being seen live by a webcast being done with Radio Sai all over the world. The importance of this function, the importance of this day, and the good fortune of all of us to participate in this will only dawn on us when we realize the bounty of the blessings of the Lord. All of us believe that life on this planet as human beings is for a purpose. And Swami used to repeatedly say that you are born here for a purpose, and the purpose is to make your way towards God. Make your way towards Godhead. And that way, on the way, you need the assistance of somebody who is going to show you the way. And the person who is going to show you the way is none other than the Guru or the Sadguru. We are all fortunate to be in the divine immediate presence of our great Sadguru, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. During his 85 and a half years sojourn on this planet, Bhagwan Baba was our friend, philosopher and guide in every possible sphere of our lives. And this happened not only to those who came close to him physically because of our being his students, because of our being his devotees, of our coming here or having his darshan, but those who did not have this great benefit of physical proximity also had his divine blessing, because Swami's hand was hovering over the head of all his devotees. The importance of the Guru has been spoken of in the scriptures and in many compositions. And Swami always used to say that there is divinity in everyone. God is present in everyone. And all of us have to do something to realize that divinity. And he often gave the example of a diamond which was covered in dust and soot, and it was lying in your hand, but you didn't realize it was diamond. And the only time that you realized it was that when you started cleaning it, when you started polishing it, and when you started looking at it after removing all the dirt around it. And this process of removing all of this, Swami fondly called as sadhana. The sadhana is a spiritual practice that all of us have to do to take away the maya that is surrounding us to see the immanent divinity. And to do this, you need the advice and help and guidance of a guru. I am tempted to recite 3 shlokas from the Dhyana Shloka of Sri Dakshinamurti Stotram and briefly tell you what they mean. Om Namah Pranavarthaya Shuddha Gnanaika Murtaye Nirmalaya Prashantaya Dakshinamurtaye Namaha. Then one that is the very Swarupa of Omkara, who is pure knowledge, who is the very embodiment of purity and great peace, to that Guru I bestow my salutations. Chit Ganaya Maheshaya Vatamulaya Vimasine Sachidananda Rupaya Dakshinamurtaye Namaha. Another description of the Guru. Chit Ganaya Maheshaya. He is like the sky which is covering us all the time. He is like the one who is the Lord of the universe, who lives at the foot of the famous banyan tree. He is always full of Satchidananda, and he is the embodiment of Satchit and Ananda. To that Dakshinamurti I pay my obeisance. Chitram Vatarupayamulena Vruddha Shishyaha Guror Yathaha Gurostu Maunam Vyakhyanam Shishyastu Chinna Samshayaha. The author is giving a simile. He says, imagine that there is a big banyan tree. The guru is a young person sitting there. All his devotees are old person. The guru is sitting absolutely silently. The shishya has got number of doubts when he comes and sits in front of the guru. But the silence of the guru's bodhana completely removes every single doubt. This is the great role of the guru. And such of us who are fortunate to have this experience with Bhagawan will recall that many times Bhagawan used to call us in his immediate presence. He would be seated and we would be at his feet, and Bhagawan for more than an hour would be saying nothing. And in that 1 hour, our thoughts will be running from one place to the other. But at the end of the whole experience, whatever doubts one would get about divinity, about spiritual practice, they are all just dissolved, and Swami just smiles at the end of that 1 hour, and we realize that our doubts are completely gone. So this last shloka in Dakshinamurti Stotra exactly describes the experience that many of us have had. Today is a day of paying our obeisance, our reverence to the Guru. The Guru takes us from darkness to light, and the Guru teaches us what are the good practices that we must follow. In this context, I must emphasize that Swami, during his sojourn here, spoke to us, wrote many, many things, wrote the Vahinis, and these are the actual words of the Guru. So it is, if we as good students want to get some good marks in the classroom of Bhagwan, the only thing that we have to do is we have to study what Swami said very, 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 very strictly, religiously, perfectly and permanently. These are absolutely essential, especially the students. Of course, not only the students, but the others also. Swami's written and spoken word is the gospel for us. And it is we who have to take steps to ensure that we are actually studying them, contemplating on them and understanding what he has said. Of the 3 margas that Swami and the philosophers have propounded, the bhakti marga, the karma marga and the jnana marga, they say the jnana marga is the most difficult one, but Swami made it so easy for us by giving little aphorisms as love all, serve all, manav seva is madhav seva. This is the actual distillation of the entire Vedas and the Upanishads into very simple, easy words. I would like to conclude by a famous doha from Kabir Das Ji and explain it. He says, Sab dharti kagaz karun, sab dharti kagaz karun, लेखनी सब बन राय सात समुंद की मसी करू गुरु गुण लिखा न जाए. इट सिंपली मीन्स दैट इफ यू कन्वर्ट द होल वर्ल्ड इनटू अ वाउंड ऑफ पेपर, यू कन्वर्ट एवरी सिंगल ट्री इन दिस वर्ल्ड इनटू पेन्स, यू कन्वर्ट ऑल द ओशंस इनटू इंक, स्टिल देयर इज इनफ नॉट इनफ फॉर अस टू राइट आउट ऑल द गुणास ऑफ द गुरु. आई थिंक दिस beautifully summarizes that the guru is our great good fortune, that we had Swami as our guru is our greatest good fortune, and that all of us who have assembled here to bask in the glory of Swami, to look at the samadhi, to feel the inspiration that we had from him, and to continue to be inspired and to continue to be his followers till the last breath in our lives, I think that is the greatest good fortune of Swami conferring this benediction upon all of us. Jai Sai Ram.
With love and humility, I offer myself at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved divine mother and father, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, our beloved Swami. Dearest Swami, respected elders, distinguished dignitaries and guests, brothers and sisters from all over the world, loving Sai Rams to all of you. What a happy day it is today. How very fortunate we are. How blessed we are to be here, gathered on the day of Guru Purnima at the very feet not only of the Guru, but of the Guru of Gurus, the Master of Masters, the Lord Himself, brothers and sisters. And we should not take this fortune lightly. Guru is he who imparts knowledge and removes darkness. But the Guru of Gurus is he for whom darkness never existed in the first place. The Guru of Gurus is actually beyond darkness, for he is the very source of eternal light. Brothers and sisters, how did we get this fortune? How did we arrive here today? I have a few thoughts to offer. After thousands and thousands of lifetimes of intense sadhana, after intense yearning, and after searching for answers, one day we were summoned into the very gates of heaven, our very own Prashanti Nilayam. And the doors parted open, and dressed in orange, the most beautiful form ever known to man came out. And he said, I am that truth that you've been looking for. I am that eternal truth. What are you looking to answer? Swami, dearest Lord, I have made it all the way here. I am looking to find how do I make it through this last stretch of my spiritual journey. And he said, Bangaru, Just listen to my words. And I quote, Manas bhajare guru charanam dustara bhava sagar taranam. O mind, fickle as you may be, offer yourself, surrender yourself at the feet of the Guru, and I assure you, I will take you through the sea of samsara. There will be no more birth and death. Brothers and sisters, we are now home. This is the home stretch, and it is He who will take us there. But we have to apply ourselves. We have to actually surrender at His feet, hold on to His feet. And what better way to hold on to His feet and surrender our mind than actually engaging ourselves in His holy divine mission, applying ourselves to the very organization to which He lent His name, the Sri Satya Sai organization. Today, as I stand here before you, I represent the devotees from 122 countries around the globe. It would be of great joy to them if I could share a few of the great miracles and the work of Swami and how it is unfolding in the rest of the world. For that, just like our students did earlier today, let me take you on a very short journey around the world, around the Sai world. We first start in Latin America, the land of the Andes Mountains. But no mountain is as strong or as tall as the very Sai devotees who live in that land, brothers and sisters. Joining hands between 23 different countries and 11 Satya Sai schools in this region, they take to the community, bringing Swami's message and trying to uplift spiritually the community at large. As an example, take the country of Venezuela, who has had the most dire socio-economic crisis in decades. Yet, the devotees from that country have not only sustained the divine mission and the human values, but they have actually expanded on that mission in that country despite their own woes. Let us now travel north to North America, Canada. Not long ago, 2 months ago, April 24th, Aradhana Mahotsavam Day, was declared as Human Values Day in 90 cities around the country of Canada. Not only that, the Canadian flag was hoisted on that day in honor of the work of a beloved master and his organization in no other place than the Canadian Parliament, brothers and sisters. Let us cross the Atlantic. Let us go to Europe, Germany, where very recently as well, the Sai Symphony Orchestra, a strong team of 200 musicians, performed in front of a crowd of 1,400 people, most of them members of the general public. And the theme featured the life and teachings of Satya Sai Baba. In this very land that gave birth to Western classical musicians such as Beethoven, brothers and sisters, it was actually the Sai melody and his message which gave rise to a 15-minute standing ovation by the people of Germany. And how about we visit Africa now? Heading south into the continent that gave birth to humanity. It is in this very continent where Swami actually took footsteps outside of India. And those footsteps actually gave seed and gave birth to a tremendous movement of Sai organization there in Africa. And I can tell you, brothers and sisters, as an example, in Kenya, that has been assailed by drought and hunger here over the last several years, a group of 30 devotees took up the mission of Narayana Seva for 30,000 people living 650 kilometers away from the main city. Now, this very Sai organization of Kenya is looking to bring sustainability so that those villages and villagers may suffer no more. Let us take now a very slight detour and let us come very much closer to here, Bharat, this beautiful land. And we will make our way through Nepal. Nepal, this neighboring country of Bharat, has a disaster relief operation that is second to none. As you know, the 2016 earthquake left many, many casualties. However, the Satya Sai International Organization of Nepal, actually, despite their own displacement and the woes from many of its own members, they managed to serve up to 6,000 meals on the day-to-day basis, reach remote places which nobody else has. And today, they have adopted 4 villages to where they have actually brought water. Kilometers and kilometers of pipeline actually have brought together the refreshing coolness, the blessings of Sai, to their very doorstep in villages where they had to walk for hours in order to get water, brothers and sisters. We will make a quick jump into Fiji. In Fiji, there are places where there is not one single doctor around. What to do? Where to go? Brothers and sisters, there's nowhere to go because Satya Sai will come to them. Doctors from New Zealand and Australia fly to Fiji in order to take care of the medical needs of our brothers and sisters in a different country. Isn't that something? Now, we come here and we arrive at the doorsteps of heaven once again. This very Prashanti Nilayam. And we take the example that Swami himself has given us with the healing temples. Not only healing temples, now mobile healing temples, the mobile clinics. The Satya Sai International Organization has taken that example. And in countries such as Nepal, Indonesia, and Sri Lanka, now there are mobile clinics bringing Swami's relief to the villagers and the underprivileged people of these countries. I wish I had more time to share with you many of the other miracles that are happening around the world, brothers and sisters. Of course, it is very difficult to summarize in just a few minutes the glory of the Sai Avatar and what is happening in completeness around the world. But here's one thing that I want to tell you. The world is changing. The world is being transformed, and it is being transformed by the grace of Satya Sai, by his mission, by his works, and by the lovely instruments and devotees that lie all around the world willing to do absolutely anything for him, surrendering at the very feet of the Lord. But our work is not done, and it will never be done. I would like to share with you in closing, four of the initiatives that the Satya Sai International Organization has prioritized over the next few years. The first one, following Swami's command that to our leaders that you should take my message to every corner of the world. The Satya Sai International Organization has formed a public outreach committee which has focused on four areas: interfaith activities, public meetings, bringing knowledge about Satya Sai and his message, community engagement and community transformation, and the fourth one, walk for values, bringing human values all over the world. The second initiative is environmental care, caring for this earth planet, for our mother earth, which is our same as our Sai mother. And in order to do that, we will actually have a conference here in Prashanthi Nilayam next July, which is a Go Green conference. Number three, the Satya Sai International Organization has vowed to adopt at the very least 95 ailing communities from around the world by Swami's 95th birthday. And last but not least, brothers and sisters, one new initiative which will be a continuous source of inspiration and love for the whole world is that of Akhanda Gayatri, the continuous recitation of the Gayatri by devotees from all over the world, not for one day, not for one week or one month, but continuously into eternity, brothers and sisters. Now, in closing, I would like, on behalf of all of us, to extend a prayer to Swami. Dear Swami, we thank you for the opportunity of being your instruments. We ask you wholeheartedly that in the pursuit of your holy mission, we leave no stone unturned and no corner unvisited. Please bless us that we may serve you until our very last breath. Brothers and sisters, Jai Sai Ram.
After the two eminent speakers, on behalf of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust and the Satya Sai Organization, I now have a proud privilege of introducing a very eminent son of a very devout mother who was a very ardent devotee of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And I'm referring to our first guest today, Sri P. Manikyala Rao, the Honorable Minister for Endowment of the Government of Andhra Pradesh. Welcome, sir, to Prashanthi Nilayam. Before I invite him to speak, I must mention a few things about him, because on behalf of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, the All India President, I must thank him today, because he's been a great friend of the Sai Organization in Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, as we call both the states together, sir, still. He's been an active participant in helping us in all the Balvikas training that happens in the state of Andhra Pradesh. He's been very, very supportive of the entire Pushkarams that the organization did. And he went out of his way to address all the Sevadars at all these two Pushkarams. And we are very, very grateful to you, sir. A great ardent devotee. Welcome to Prashanthi Nilayam, sir. And on behalf of everyone today, I welcome you to the dais to share your views on this auspicious Guru Purnima Day. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Andariki పేరు పేరు నా హృదయపూర్వక నమస్కారాలు తెలియజేస్తూ నేను మొట్టమొదటిసారిగా పుట్టపర్తికి రావటం జరిగింది. మా తల్లిగారు చాలా వచ్చి ఇక్కడ 15-20 రోజులు 1 నెల రోజులు కూడా ఉండేవారు. ఎందుకో నాకు ఆ భాగ్యం రాలా, ఇది ఈరోజే మొట్టమొదటిసారిగా రావటం జరిగింది. అయితే ఒక చిన్న సంఘటన చెప్పి నేను ముగిస్తా. నేను 7th class 7th తరగతి చదివే రోజుల్లో సుమారుగా ఆ టైంలో నేనేమో దానికి ముందు మహానటుడు స్వర్గీయ ఎన్టీ రామారావు గారి సినిమా ఒకటి వచ్చింది. ఆ సినిమాలో సత్యసాయిని కొంత హేళన చేస్తూ ఒక పాట కూడా ఉంటే నేను కూడా దానికి బాగా ఇన్స్పైర్ అయ్యాను. ఆ తర్వాత మా జిల్లాలో పశ్చిమ గోదావరి జిల్లాలో పట్టిసీమ అనే ఒక శైవ క్షేత్రం గోదావరి మధ్యలో ఉంటుంది. దానికి నా ఫ్రెండ్స్ తోటి కలిసి ఒక 10 మంది వెళ్ళాం. వెళ్ళినప్పుడు ఆ కొండ ఎక్కటాకి ముందు కింద చెప్పులు పెట్టుకోవాలా, ఒక స్టాల్ ఒకటి సత్యసాయి సేవా సంస్థలు ఆర్గనైజ్ చేసే ఒక స్టాల్ ఒకటి అక్కడ ఉంది. చెప్పులు అక్కడ ఇవ్వటానికి వెళ్తే ఒక పెద్ద ఆయన వైట్ డ్రెస్లో ఉన్నారు. ఆయన చెప్పులు ఇస్తే చేతితోటి తీసి ఆయన లోపల పెడుతున్నారు. పెట్టి ఒక టోకెన్ ఇస్తున్నారు. ఆ టోకెన్ కూడా అప్పట్లో సిగరెట్ ప్యాకెట్ వెనకాల తిప్పి ఆ మొక్క మీద నంబర్ వేసి ఆ సంతకం పెట్టి ఆయన చేతికి ఇవ్వటం నాకు ఇష్టం లేక నేను వచ్చి లోపల అల్మార్లో పెడతాను. అంటే ఇలా అందరూ వచ్చి లోపల పెడితే ఇది డిస్టర్బ్ అయిపోతే కుదరదు బాబు, నువ్వు అక్కడే అయిపో అన్నా. పెద్ద ఆయనకి నా చెప్పులు ఇవ్వటం మంచిది బాగోలేదు, నాకు నచ్చలా, వద్దండి నేనే పెట్టుకుంటాను, మా 10 మంది చెప్పులు మేము పెట్టుకుంటాం, ఎవరో ఒకరిని వచ్చి పెట్టుకుంటాం, లేదు ఇలా ఎలా వచ్చేస్తే ఇదంతా డిస్టర్బ్ అయిపోద్ది, మళ్ళీ కలిసిపోయి రేపు ఇబ్బంది అవుద్ది అన్నారు. నాకు కూడా ఇవ్వటం చేతికి ఇష్టం లేక ఆ ఎదర కౌంటర్ ఇలా ఉంటే దాని కింద పెట్టేసి ఆయనకి తెలియకుండా పైకి వెళ్ళి దర్శనం చేసుకుని వచ్చాం. వచ్చాక ఈ కింద నుంచి చెప్పులు తీసుకుంటే మళ్ళీ ఆయన ఏదో పట్టుకుపోతున్నామని మమ్మల్ని పట్టుకున్నారు, ఆపారు. లేదు మావేనండి, ఇందాక మీకు చేతికి ఇవ్వటం ఇష్టం లేక ఈ కింద పెట్టామని చెప్తే సరే నేను వెళ్తూ అడిగా ఆయన ఎవరని. ఈయన ఏలూరుకు సంబంధించి ఒక ప్రముఖ డాక్టర్ గారు అని చెప్పడం జరిగింది. ఆ పేరైతే నాకు అప్పుడు గుర్తులేదు. మొన్న మన బాల వికాస కేంద్రంకి వెళ్ళినప్పుడు కొమ్మారెడ్డి భాస్కర్రావు గారు చెప్పడం జరిగింది, భాస్కర్రావు అని. నాకు మొట్టమొదటిసారిగా ఒక ఆలోచన కలిగింది, మంచి వృత్తిలో ఉండి చక్కటి ఆదాయాన్ని పొందుతూ ఎవరు వచ్చినా ఆయనకి నమస్కారం పెట్టి, ఏ డాక్టర్ అయినా అంతే కదా మనం డబ్బిచ్చి దండం పెట్టి వెళ్తాం. అట్లాంటి ఒక డాక్టరు ఒక మామూలు నాలాంటి సాధారణమైన వ్యక్తులు చెప్పులు తీసి భద్రపరిచే రకంగా ఇన్స్పైర్ చేయగలిగిన శక్తి ఏదైనా ఉందా అంటే అది ఖచ్చితంగా దైవత్వం అనేది నేను. ఆ రోజుల్లోనే అనిపించి అక్కడి నుంచి నేను ఆ పాటకి వ్యతిరేకంగా మాట్లాడుతూ ఉండేవాడిని. కొద్దిగా స్టూడెంట్ యూనియన్లో యాక్టివ్గా 7 అప్పటి నుంచి కూడా ఈ స్టూడెంట్ ఆర్గనైజేషన్స్లో ఉంటూ ఉండేవాడిని నేను యాక్టివ్గాను. మా తల్లిగారు డివోటీ, వస్తూ ఉండేవారు, ఇక్కడ ఉండి వెళ్తూ ఉండేవారు. వచ్చే భాగ్యం రాకపోయినా నాకున్న వరకు ఎక్కడ నాకు అవకాశం వచ్చినా ఈ సర్వీస్ యాక్టివిటీస్లో కలిసి ఉండేవాడిని. ఈ మధ్యకాలంలో పుష్కరాల దగ్గర నుంచి కొంచెం ఎక్కువ కలటం, మా స్నేహితుడు ధర్మారావు గారు వీళ్ళందరూ కూడా ఇక్కడ సర్వీస్ యాక్టివిటీలో పెద్ద ఎత్తున పాల్గొంటూ ఉంటారు. అయితే ఇందాక చెప్పినట్టుగా సర్వీస్ ఏదైతే మన సనాతన ధర్మం చెప్పినా మానవ సేవే మాధవ సేవ అనే దానికి ఏదైనా ఒక ఐకాన్ ఉంది అంటే అది బహుశా ఈ ట్రస్ట్ అని నేను అనుకుంటూ ఉంటా. కోట్లాది మందిని ప్రపంచవ్యాప్తంగా నా కోసం నేను ఆలోచించకుండా నాతో పాటుగా 10 మంది కోసం ఆలోచించే శక్తిని ఇచ్చిన వ్యక్తి గురుదేవులు భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయిబాబా. ఏదైతే మనిషిని మానవత్వం ఇంపు తిప్పగలిగిన శక్తి ఏదైనా ఉంటే ఖచ్చితంగా అదే భగవత్ శక్తి. అది భగవంతుడిగా వాళ్ళ ఆరాధించుతున్నారు అంటే ఈ వేలాది మందిని ఈ అనంతపురం మొదలెట్టి పశ్చిమ గోదావరి జిల్లా అంటే సస్యశ్యామలమైన జిల్లా అని చాలామంది అనుకుంటూ ఉంటారు. సగం అప్లాండ్ ప్రాంతం. మా దగ్గర అప్లాండ్లో కూడా ప్రతి విలేజ్కి ఈ సత్యసాయి సేవ సంస్థల కారణంగానే గోదావరి నీళ్లు వెళ్తూ ఉన్నాయి ఈరోజు. అలా వేలాది మందికి నీరు కానీ విద్య ఆరోగ్యం ఈ అన్నిటికంటే కూడా ప్రతి మనిషికి కూడా మానవత్వాన్ని రగులుకొల్పిన వ్యక్తిగా ఒక శక్తిగా ఇవాళ ఆయన ఆశీస్సులు మనకందరికీ కలుగుతున్నాయని నేను ఇలా గురు పూర్ణిమ రోజు ప్రధానంగా ఇక్కడికి వచ్చేది ఆయనే ఆదేశమేమో. బహుశా నా జీవితంలో నేనేదో మిస్ అయ్యానంటే ఆయన దర్శనం చేసుకుంటూ మిస్ అయ్యాను. కానీ ఇవాళ ఇక్కడికి వచ్చి మీ అందరినీ చూశాక నాకు ఈ భాగ్యం కూడా వారే ప్రసాదించారని కోరుకుంటూ కొద్దిసేపు మీతో నా అనుభూతిని పంచుకునే అవకాశం ఇచ్చిన పెద్దలందరికీ కూడా నేను హృదయపూర్వకంగా ధన్యవాదాలు తెలియజేసుకుంటూ సత్యసాయి పాదపద్మాలకు ప్రణమిల్లుతూ సెలవు తీసుకుంటున్నా. జై హింద్.
Thank you very much, Honorable Minister Sir, for your kind words. And now, brothers and sisters, I have the proud privilege of welcoming Sri Ravi Shankar Prasad, our Honorable Minister, the Government of India, Law and Judiciary and Electronics, the Ministry of Electronics and Technology. I must specially mention about Sri Ravi Shankar Prasad. His entire family, which hails from the beautiful state of Bihar, is a very spiritual family. And the most amazing part about his persona is that having been grounded in spirituality as a family tradition, he's had the unique privilege of being a minister with the Government of India twice. Once earlier under the leadership of Sri Vajpayee, and all of us know he was a very ardent devotee of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. And once again the privilege currently of being a very important minister with the cabinet of the current disposition in India, and once again under leadership of Sri Narendra Modi, who also is a very ardent devotee of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. So the significance not only lies in the leadership of the two prime ministers with whom he worked, but the fact that both the prime ministers required the support of a spiritual minister in his cabinet. And this is the greatness of Sri Ravi Shankar Prasad, a very eminent lawyer, a senior advocate of the Supreme Court of India, has been associated with many, many leading cases in the country, and especially the Ram Mandir case. And I had the privilege of meeting him in 2015. And today we are very grateful, sir, that you have conceded to our request to be here. On behalf of all of us, a very hearty welcome to Prashanthi Nilayam, on behalf and especially the Central Trust of Sathya Sai. I now welcome Sri Ravi Shankar Prasad to take the dais and address us.
Distinguished members of the Board of Trust, Ratnagarji, distinguished ministers and eminent people, all the Sai Bhakts, my adarniya pranam to you, Guru Purnima Shubhakamnaya to all of you. Just now you heard my very long introduction, but let me make it very clear. Here I have not come as a senior minister of Narendra Modi government. Here I have come as a simple bhakt, as a simple devotee to offer my pranam. Today I am singularly honored, uniquely privileged that I have been invited here today in this abode of Lord Sainath. I came yesterday and I wish to personally thank Ratnakarji for having extended this invitation to me. In fact, I was looking forward to visit this great heaven and earth. I got the privilege to once have the direct darshan of Lord in Delhi, but I never got the opportunity to visit here. And what a great day to may my sadhar, to offer my sadhar pranamam on the Guru Purnima day. My good friends Naganathan mentioned Kabir Das. There's a very famous couplet of Kabir Das. Guru Gobind Dau Khade Kaku Lagu Pai. Guru Gobind Dau Khade Kaku Lagu Pai. Balihari Guru Apno Jo Dio Govind Bataye. I must pay my regard to my Guru who leads me into the path of the Govind. And at the very outset, I would like to compliment my young friends. What a beautiful bhajan you sung. I wish I would have listened more to this beautiful bhajan. Being a lover of classical music, I have been hearing bhajans all around, but this soul-rendering bhajan really was extraordinary, and my warm compliments to all of you. How I see the work and philosophy of Lord Sainath. The first is on the spiritual and philosophical level. What is the essence of India, ladies and gentlemen? The essence of India is, as outlined in Rig Veda, Ekama Sadavipra Bahuda Vadanti. Truth is one. Wise men interpret it differently. You have your own perception of truth. I have my own. You follow your path. I will follow my own. I will respect your path, you respect my path. Because in the ultimate analysis, your path and my path merges at the same destination, wherein lies the ultimate truth. Permanent, indivisible, undividable, eternal, perennial, inspiring. What we call the Paramasatya. And you see all the utterances of Lord Sainath. Ultimately what he says. Love one and all. To serve one and all. And how I see the essence of this philosophy, ladies and gentlemen. My understanding is, living body manifests itself in many ways. You can be an insect, you are a living body. You can be a fish, you can be a living body. You can be an animal, you can be a living body. But the day you are born as a human being, that is the first blessing which the God has given. You have come as a human being on this earth. Because as a human being, you have got the faculty to understand the pain and the suffering and the agony and the ecstasy of your fellow people. And the great Bhagwan has always been teaching, learn to love each other. And when you love each other, there is no boundary of caste or religion or faith, because every faith leads to the same destination. I see this creative goodness in every human being as the biggest contribution which Bhagwan Sat Sai Baba has given to all of us. And just we heard about the international work going all over. ये सारा काम क्या हो रहा है? अच्छे इंसान को बनाने की कोशिश है. अच्छे इंसान बनो. Learn to become good human being. Free from anger, free from arrogance, free from jealousy. Just keep one spirit, the spirit of love, the spirit of accommodation, the spirit of reciprocity, and the spirit of mutual respect. I think that is the biggest contribution. And if I can say, I will say with great pride, and I wish to congratulate the Board of Governors and Ratnakarji and all your team, that world over, the biggest voluntary movement of man-making is being done by the Sat Sai movement, which I wish to compliment. Ratnakarji was telling me in 170 countries you have your branches. We are in politics, in public life. Just now it was mentioned I had the privilege to work under the feet of my Lord Atal Bihari Vajpayee, our guru, political guru, our father figure, who visited innumerable times Prashanti Nilayam. I know how much he had his devotion to the Lord here. And now I have the privilege to work under Narendra Modi, another eminent leader of mine, powerful leader seeking to change the country. We are very proud of the work. We are privileged to work under him. But we work with authority, because the people have given us the authority to work for the country as elected people, elected government. Therefore, in many ways, even though my Prime Minister says we are Pradhan Sevaks, we are also working for the people in the most informal manner. But we carry some authority which the people of the country have given to us. I use the word voluntary contribution. Without any authority, just out of love, this great organization is doing world over. And today, I would like to facilitate, because my observations are also being webcasted across the globe. I am also the IT Minister of India. And therefore, it gives me singular honor to compliment the board of connecting the virtual with the real. Sitting far away in South India in Prashanti Nilayam, I am talking to you, and I am talking to Sai Bhakts all across the globe. Therefore, from this abode of peace, love, I wish to compliment all the Sai Bhakts all over the globe. Keep the good work going for the sake of humanity and development. What is the second contribution of Lord Sai Bhagwan, which is important for all of us, and this needs to spread more and more? Serve the poor, serve the underprivileged. Their service is the easiest route to reach the God. Garibon ki seva karo, वंचितों की सेवा करो, उनकी सेवा में ही ईश्वर की प्राप्ति है. इट इज अ ग्रेट मैसेज ही हैज बीन एबल टू गिव. And let me quote Kabir Das again. There's a very famous couplet of Kabir Das. Sai itna dijiye, jame kutum samaye. Main bhi bhukha na rahun, sadhu na bhukha jaye. Hey Lord, give me this much, that I am able to take care of my family. But if a hungry human being comes in front of my house, I should not turn him down unsatisfied. This sadhu is a symbolism. The symbolism is, don't live for yourself only. Live for others. Take care of your family, but also take care of others. And you know something very unique, why I quoted this couplet? It begins with the greatest, Sai itna dijiye, jame kutum samaye. Main bhi bhukha na rahun, sadhu na bhukha jaye. And after 400, 500 years, here comes Lord Sainath, who actually concretizes this couplet into extraordinary initiative. Yesterday I was told 20 lakh operations done without a single farthing. The best of the quality education being given in this NAC certified university without a single farthing. So many schools being run. Thousands and thousands of villages in this water scarce land of Andhra Pradesh, Odisha and Karnataka being provided drinking water all by the initiative of this great institution. How do you explain it? Yesterday I was talking to a big eminent trustee of this board. I said, how do you all manage it? Now Lord is not there. And he said one comment of the Lord which made me emotional. Once they asked him, how do we run all this? Should we charge even something little, token? And Lord Sai Baba told him one thing. Does a mother charge from his child for helping him anything? You understand the philosophy of it? There is a profound philosophy behind this, ladies and gentlemen. And what is the philosophy? Love. Serve the other as a mother serves the child without seeking any return. And if this has been the motto, I have not the slightest doubt that if Lord Sai Bhagwan has given so much not only in Prashanti Nilayam but the whole world, surely his divine blessings will be there and this great work will continue to prosper to the remotest part of the world and also India. To my young friends, I have to make a last observation. What is India? Is India a geographical entity? Is India merely a physical entity? Yes, we are technologically very powerful. And I want to tell you, my young friends, as an IT minister of India, that in a population of 1.25 billion, 125 crore, India is home to 1.08 billion smart mobile phone, 108 crores, out of which 500 million, 50 crore is smartphone. We have got Aadhaar card, 115 crore. Unique identity kept in safe condition. We have got 500 million, 50 crore internet. And how we are using this to leverage technology for social good? We opened 25 crore Jandhan account of the poor. And we linked that Jandhan account with Aadhaar, CD to the bank. And started serving subsidy for the poor directly to the bank account. And we saved 50,000 crores in the last 2 years, which used to be pilfered by fictitious persons. That is how we are using technology for public good. But India is certainly a place of science, innovation, technology. But remember one thing. India is the chosen earth, chosen place of divinity. That will remain the first and ultimate calling of India. And how you explain India geographically? You go to deep north in the Himalayas, you find Badrinath, where Badri Vishal, Lord Vishnu is residing there. You go a little east there, you find Kedarnath, where Mahadev is residing there. You go deep south, on the tip of the Indian Ocean, there is Kanyakumari, the Mahadevi, residing there. You go a little further in this proud land of Andhra Pradesh, you go Mahavishnu as long Venkateshwara is residing in the hills of Tirupati. You go deep east, you have Devi Kamakhya residing in the hills of Assam. You go deep west, east further, you have Puri, Lord Jagannath residing there. You go deep west, you have Lord Somnath in Gujarat. A little ahead, you have Lord Krishna in Dwarka. They are there for the last thousands and thousands of years. So many other faiths came. We respected all, we welcomed all. Because India is a land which has been respecting all the faiths. Come, experiment your chosen divinity to the own marga which you believe is the right path. That is the essence of India. And therefore, this cultural identity of India, merging with the spiritual identity, with the profound slogan of unity in diversity, is the essence of India. Why I am saying so? The great Lord realized that this profound land of India, with the blessings of the unity in diversity, inspired by the philosophy of Sanatan Dharma, and also respecting all the faith, must become a beacon. And what the previous speaker rightly called, that is the essence of Bharat, Bharatvarsha. That larger vision to make India truly a great country for the world, not only economically, not only educationally, not only militarily, but also spiritually, that is the calling of India. Spiritually, for the sake of service. Spiritually, to make a better human being. I think that, in my very considered view, is the real essence of Lord Sai Bhagwan. And he conveyed this in such simple language, by his own conduct. Just now, my lawyer friend was explaining how, sitting with him, he experienced a lot of doubts being removed. Let me share my own experience. The moment I entered this heavenly place, the moment I bowed my head before the Lord, I am sitting here, and I don't know, I am feeling a different energy. And mind you, when I say so, I have traveled around the world in so many countries. I have seen India from my younger days. I have studied many scriptures. But the living experience of powerful energy one experiences here while coming is truly extraordinary. That, I think, is the message. Trust in me. Trust in my teaching, trust in my vision, and my hand of blessings and guidance shall always remain there. I think that is the biggest blessings on the Guru Purnima day. And Ratnakarji, again I wish to compliment you and your team for inviting me on this very pious day of having the experience of this profound energy myself and getting the unique privilege of having the darshan of large number of devotees present here. My vandan, Shri Vandan, namaskaram to all of you.
Thank you very much, sir. I'm nothing but inspired to say now that, sir, Sri Ravi Shankar Prasad may be the minister of the government of India, but with this rendition of his thoughts, you are now Brother Ravi Shankar Prasad, a member of our Sai family. Welcome to the Sai world, sir. Brothers and sisters, and now the ultimate blessing that we are all waiting for. On behalf of all of us here present today, I pray at the divine lotus feet for his divine benediction on this most auspicious day of Guru Purnima. Jai Sai Ram.
దివ్యాత్మ స్వరూపులార, ముఖ్యము మనం అనేక విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క సాధనలు చేస్తున్నాము. ఇంకా పైన ఈ సాధనతో కాదు, మనం ఆచరణలో పెట్టాలి.
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ డివైన్ ఆత్మ, డూయింగ్ డిఫరెంట్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ సాధన.
ఏది చెప్తున్నామో, ఏది తలస్తున్నామో, ఏది మనం చేస్తున్నామో, ఈ మూడింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వాన్ని మనం నిరూపించాలి.
ఎనఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ సాధనాస్ we should practice now. We should prove the unity of thought, word and deed in our
own action. The proper study of mankind is man. Adi appudu nee manavudiga roopanduthavu.
Then only you can really become a proper man, and it is in this context it is
said. Ee unity yokka ekatvame gani kaakapothe manas anyat, vachas anyat, karma anyat, duratmanam, nee duratmuduga maaripothavu.
If you cannot unify your word, thought and deed and make them go in three different directions, you are a duratma and not a mahatma.
And first my heart, head, hand, ide 3HV. Ee moodinti endukodanu manamu sareyinte aacharanalo nirupinchali, aadarshanga manamu nirupinchali.
It is with reference to our heart, our head and our hand. We should prove ourselves as a model, as an idol.
Kalpani ee naadu aadhyatmikamanta kodanu kevalam aadambaranga roopanduthu untundali.
Today our all our spirituality is becoming only a big show.
Kavasani upanyasalu cheptunnamu.
We are delivering very big speeches.
Kavasani sevalu chestunnamu.
We are also undertaking
bhajanalu nadupunnamu.
We are also doing bhajan.
Inka aneka vidhamaitu sadhanalu chestunnamu.
And many many more things.
Enni chesi prayojanam enti moodinti oka ekatvam kaaka.
Without bringing about unity between thought, word and deed, what is the use of doing any number of things
in anyway?
We should experience the unity of sattva, raja and tamo
guna.
Then only we are full of
bliss.
Then only we can get the vision of Atma.
Atma pratyekanga oka chotuku manam ponakkaraledu.
Atma cannot be found in a different
place. Ee atma oka chotu nundi oka chotu kadilechuntundi kaadu.
Atma is not one which moves from one place to another place.
దైవం ఎక్కడి నుంచినో ఎక్కడికో వచ్చి దర్శనమిస్తాడని భావించరాదు.
వీ షుడ్ నాట్ కన్సిడర్ గాడ్ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ ప్లేస్ టు అనదర్ ప్లేస్.
సర్వత్రా ఉండేటువంటి వాడికి ప్రయాణం చేయవలసిన అవసరం ఏముంటుండాలి?
వెన్ గాడ్ ఇస్ ఆల్ పర్వేజ్, వేర్ ఇస్ నీడ్ ఫర్ హిమ్ టు ట్రావెల్?
రాకపోకలు లేనటువంటి యొక్క శక్తి దైవత్వం.
Divine power is one which does not have comings and goings.
కనుకనే మనం ఆచరించినప్పుడు ఈ ఆనందానికి మనం అర్హులమవుతాం.
When we practice things properly, we become entitled for experiencing the bliss.
ఐకమత్యం కావాలి.
There is need for unity.
ఏకత్వంలో మన ఆనందం యూని ఉంటుండాలి.
The entire bliss lies in unity.
ఐకమత్యమే సుఖము అందరి క్షేమంబు ఎంత కార్యమైన నెగ్గవచ్చు చిన్న చీమలు చేరి సర్పంబులను బట్టి చంపుచుండుట లేదా జగతి యందు ఐకమత్యమే సుఖము అందరి క్షేమంబు ఎంత కార్యమైన నెగ్గవచ్చు చిన్న చీమలు చేరి సర్పంబులను బట్టి చంపు చుండుట లేదా జగతి యందు ఐకమత్యం. అందరూ ఒక్కటిగా చేరిందంటే ఎంత సుఖం. నా వెనక ఇంకా 10 మంది ఉన్నారు అనేటువంటి ధైర్యము, ఆనందము, ఉత్సాహము, ప్రోత్సాహాన్ని కూడా నువ్వు చేకూరుస్తుంది.
యూనిటీ ఈజ్ జాయ్, డిలైట్ అండ్ హ్యాపీనెస్. యూనిటీ బ్రింగ్స్ అబౌట్ ద వెల్ఫేర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ పీపుల్. With unity, any stupendous task and Himalayan, Herculean task could be accomplished.
Andaru aikavachyanga pan chesi entati karyanaina manam sadhinchavachu.
With unity, any stupendous task could be accomplished.
Chinna chinna cheemalanni cheri పెద్ద సర్పాన్ని కూడా చంపేస్తుండేది మనం చేస్తున్నాం.
We can see even small ants by coming together can kill even a big snake.
కనుక మానవత్వం అనేటువంటి ఐకమత్యంగా ఉంటుంటే మనం సాధించలేనటువంటిది ఏమిటి ఈ జగత్తులో?
If there is unity among humanity, is there any work which can be accomplished at all?
ఐకమత్యం ఎప్పుడు మనకు లభిస్తుంది?
When can we get that unity?
మన హృదయాలు పవిత్రము గావించుకున్నప్పుడే ఈ ఐకమత్యం అనేటువంటిది మనకు లభిస్తుంది.
Only when we purify our hearts, we can achieve that kind of unity.
ఈ హృదయాలు పవిత్రమైనప్పుడే దివ్యత్వం అనే దాన్ని మనం అందులో ప్రతిబింబింప చేసుకుంటాం.
Only when we purify our hearts, the divinity gets reflected in our hearts.
Kanuka unity, unity nundi purity, purity nundi divinity, ee moodinti enduku kuda manam anubhuti kavali kani ee naadu unity ledu, purity ledu, divinity ledu, only community. దీన్ని పట్టుకొని అల్లాడుతున్నాం. వీడు నావాడు వారు నా, ఇదే మనం సాధించవలసినటువంటి ఈ తుచ్చమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఈ తుచ్చ భావాన్ని దూరం చేసి యూనిటీ. మనం అందరం ఒక దైవం బిడ్డలం. మన అందరి ఎందు ఉన్నటువంటి దైవం ఒక్కడే. ఏ జాతి మతము కులము భేదము వర్ణము అనేటువంటి దాన్ని దూరము నెట్టి అందరూ ఒక అన్నతమ్ముల వలె ఒక ఆత్మస్వరూపుల వలె మెలిగినప్పుడే ఇదే మానవత్వము, ఆనాడే దేశము నిత్య కళ్యాణంగా రూపొందుతుంది.
యూనిటీ లీడ్స్ టు ప్యూరిటీ, purity leads to divinity. Instead of that, if we only get divided and base all our things on community and differences, how can we have prosperity or joy? Only when we have this unity, purity and divinity, the entire nation would be happy, prosperous, and everyone would have welfare and
comfort. ఈ సంకుచితమైనటువంటి భావాలను మనం నెట్టివేయాలి.
Give up this kind of narrow mindedness and narrow quality.
అందరిని ప్రేమిస్తూ పోవాలి.
Develop the kind of love towards all people.
Ante emi edo vikaramainatundi premallo poi mari pramadalu techukokoddu.
It is not that kind of
anaga dvesham lekunda chuchukovali. Adveshta sarvabhutanam,
there should not be any enmity.
Ee vidhamainatundi yokka prema tattvanni manam penchukovali.
We should develop this kind of love free from enmity and wickedness.
Appude mana yokka jeevithamu, మన యొక్క దైవత్వము దివ్యత్వము ఏకత్వంగా మారిపోయి ఆనందాన్ని అభివృద్ధి చేకూరుస్తుంది.
దెన్ ఓన్లీ అవర్ లైఫ్ బికమ్ శాంక్టిఫైడ్ డివైన్ అండ్ వి ఎంజాయ్ యూనిటీ అండ్ బ్లిస్.
ప్రేమస్వరూపుల ఏదో గురుపౌర్ణమి అనుకొని ఏదో బాహ్యమైనటువంటి గురువులంతా చేర్చుకొని ఏదో కొన్ని పూజలు పురస్కారములని ఈ యొక్క అల్పమైనటువంటి కార్యాల్లో మన జీవితాన్ని మరింత బంధించుకోనాలి.
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ డివైన్ లవ్. In the name of Guru Purnima, we should not get bound by wrongly understanding Guru Purnima and Guru as a song.
Guru okkade, daivam okkade guru.
There is only one guru and
aa guru evaru adi neeve.
Who is that guru? It is yourself.
Aa gurutvam anekunte daivattam neelone untundi, neevu ekkado baita prapanchamlo vetadaniki prayatnistunnavu.
That guru in the form of divinity is residing in you, but you are searching for the guru in the outside world.
Kanuka Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara swarupulu nee yokka gunamule.
The Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara are the qualities which are embedded in you.
Kanuka ninnu atam chesedi kaani poshinchedi kaani rakshinchedi mana gunamule.
It is these qualities itself which can destroy you or which can lift you up into an elevated.
మన ప్రవర్తనను సక్రమైనటువంటి మార్గంలో పెట్టుకున్నప్పుడు అదే మనకు రక్షిస్తుంది, అదే విష్ణుత్వంగా మారిపోతుంది.
If your behavior and conduct is okay, it becomes విష్ణుత్వ and gives you protection.
పాపమనగ వేరు పరదేశము లేదు, తాను చేయు పనుల తగిలియుండు.
Sin does not exist in a separate land by itself. Sin is associated with the type of action that
you perform. Yevudanagaveru deshamandunu ledu, thanu cheyu panula tagiliyundu.
God does not dwell in a different country or a nation. God is associated with the type of action that you are doing.
Papamu devudu anetundi kadu pratyekanga ekkado ledu. Manam cheseetundi panulu endi, mana sankalpamulu endi, avi aya swaroopani daristhu vastunnayi.
Sin or divinity are associated with the type of action that you perform. Good action is associated with divinity, bad with sin.
అలాంటి తత్వాన్ని మనం గొప్పగా విశ్వసించాలి.
We should believe this in fullness.
నా మంచికి నా చెడ్డకి నా ప్రవర్తనే కారణము.
For my good or bad, it is my conduct which is responsible.
నా అతపతనమునకు కానీ నా అభివృద్ధికి కానీ నా గుణములే కారణము.
For my destruction or for my good, it is only my behavior which is responsible.
కనుక మన గుణములను సక్రమమైన మార్గములో ప్రవేశపెట్టుకోవాలి అనేటువంటి ఒక సమాధానం నీకు నీవే చెప్పుకోవాలి.
You have to satisfy yourself and correct yourself that you will always follow good qualities so that your life will be happy.
కనుక మన కష్టాలను దూరం చేసుకోవడానికి కానీ సుఖాన్ని సమీపించుకోవటానికి కానీ మన ప్రవర్తన సక్రమైనట్టుగా ఉండాలి.
If you want to free yourself from misery and sorrow and have a happy life, it is your conduct and behavior must be good.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా,
embodiment
సర్వమతముల సారము,
the essence of all
సర్వమార్గముల యొక్క గమ్యము,
the goal of all religion
సర్వోపదేశముల యొక్క తత్వము,
the essence of all the message
ప్రేమ ఒక్కటే,
love ఒక్కటే, it is love and love alone.
ఆ ప్రేమ తత్వాన్ని మనం ఈనాడు అభివృద్ధి గావించుకోవాలి.
Today we have to develop that love in us.
మనము ఇతరుల యొక్క 100 దోషములను వెతికేటటువంటి దానికంటే తన ఎందున్నటువంటి ఒక్క దోషాన్ని తాను వెతుకుంటే ధన్యుడవుతాడు.
Instead of searching 100 faults in others, it is better that we locate and identify one fault in ourselves and correct it.
కానీ అలాంటి పవిత్రమైన ప్రవేశంలో వాడు ఏమాత్రము చేయటం లేదు. ఇతరుల దోషములు ఎంచటమే తనకు ప్రధానమైన కర్తవ్యంగా విశ్వసిస్తున్నాడు.
బట్ వీఆర్ నాట్ అండర్టేకింగ్ సచ్ గుడ్ యాక్టివిటీ అండ్ గుడ్ పాత్. వీఆర్ ఇండల్జింగ్ అవర్ సెల్స్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ ఫైండింగ్ ఫాల్ట్ విత్ అదర్స్.
నీ దోషాన్ని నీవు తెలుసుకో.
Recognize your own weaknesses and
దాన్ని తీసివేయి. రిమూవైన భావాన్ని ఉంచుకో.
Develop good qualities and good feelings in you.
అది ప్రేమ ద్వారానే ప్రాప్తిస్తుంది కానీ మరొక మార్గంలో మనకు లభ్యం కాదు.
యూ కెన్ గెట్ దోస్ గుడ్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఓన్లీ త్రూ లవ్ అండ్ త్రూ నో అదర్ పాత్.
దివ్యాత్మ స్వరూపులారా, ఎలాంటి కష్ట సమయమునందు కానీ, ఎలాంటి బాధలు ఎందు కానీ, ఎలాంటి పరిస్థితులు ఎందు కానీ దైవాన్ని మాత్రం వదలరాదు.
Embodiments of divine atma,
దైవం ఒక్కడే.
అండ్ whatever circumstances, troubles, tribulations etc, do not give up God, do not forget about God. God is alone.
సంపదలొచ్చినగాని హెచ్చుగా సంపదలొచ్చిన గాని ఏనుగు గుర్రములెక్కిన గాని పిచ్చోడని పేరొచ్చిన గాని ప్రియముతో పెద్దలు పొగిడిన గాని దేవుని మరువకురా ఉన్నది దైవమే ఒక్కడురా. దేవుని మరువకురా ఉన్నది దైవమే ఒక్కడురా.
Whatever prosperity and wealth you may get, you may have all the comforts and all the luxuries available to you. You may become mad and lose all sense, but under all circumstances, never give up God. There is only one God.
దోషించిన గాని,
the wicked people may criticize you.
దుష్ట జనులు దోషించిన గాని, దోషరహితుడై ఉండిన గాని, కష్టములెన్నో వచ్చిన గాని, కాయము వ్యాధుల చిక్కిన గాని, దైవము వదలకురా ఉన్నది దైవము ఒక్కడురా.
వాట్ ఎవర్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ డిఫికల్టీస్ యు మే గెట్, వాట్ ఎవర్ డిసీజెస్ యు మే గెట్, యు మే బి ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ అండర్ ఎనీ సర్కమ్స్టాన్సెస్, డు నాట్ ఫర్గెట్ గాడ్. There is only one God.
యోగాభ్యాసము చేసిన గాని భాగవతాదుల చూచిన గాని, యోగాభ్యాసము చేసిన గాని భాగవతాదుల చూచిన గాని, పండితుడని బిరుదొచ్చిన గాని, పాపిష్టోడని అన్నను గాని, దేవుని వదలకురా ఉన్నది దైవము ఒక్కడురా.
You may undertake practice of yoga. You may go and visit Bhagavatas and great ones. And you may be praised by everyone, and you may be condemned by everyone. But under all circumstances, do not give up God. There is only one God.
నిందకు లోబడి నిలచిన గాని, నిండు చదువులే చదివిన గాని, నిండు కుండవై ఉండుమురా, నీవు ఎండని కుండగా నుండకురా, దైవము ఒక్కడెరా ఉన్నది దైవము ఒక్కడురా.
Whatever education you may get, whatever scholarship you may get, do not become proud of it. Be always humble and recognize the truth that there is only one God and never give up your faith in God.
ఇలాంటి దైవ తత్వాన్ని మాత్రమే నీవు ఏనాటికి నీ మరవకూడదు.
Never forget this principle of divinity.
ఉన్నది ఒకే దైవం అనేటువంటి సత్యాన్ని మనం గుర్తించాలి.
రికగ్నైజ్ ది ట్రూత్ దట్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ వన్ గాడ్.
నా లోపల, నా వెలుపల, నా సర్వత్రా ఉండేటువంటిది దైవమే, దైవమే, దైవమే అనే సత్యాన్ని గుర్తించాలి.
ఇన్సైడ్ ఆఫ్ మీ అండ్ అవుట్ సైడ్, ఎవ్రీవేర్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ డివినిటీ అండ్ నథింగ్.
కేవలం నీ దేహతత్వాన్ని మాత్రమే గుర్తించుకుని ఇదే నేను మానవుడు అని చెప్పని ఆరోపణ చేయకూడదు.
You should not consider that God dwells only in you and be proud of yourself.
Aneka janulu tananu taanu narudaniye talachinaru.
A number of people think that they are only human beings.
Ye jarigina narajannamu saarthakamo teliyaledu.
But they do not know, by knowing which their life becomes sanctified.
Narajanmamunandu putti
they are born as human beings.
Narajanmamunandu perigi
they are growing as human beings.
Narasinghamulaina varu toli sangate marichinaru.
People who have become lions but they have forgotten their original home.
Naravata medamulu benchi asurattam sikarinchi samaralanu swagatinchi shanti sabalu jaruputaru.
They are developing all sorts of differences between people and misunderstanding. Wars are also developed.
Tana korakai pratikuvadu manuchade ettavuna tana kosam tana pratikeetuvadu manavudu avutada.
If a person lives for himself, how can you call him a man at all?
Kanuka jagat kosam manam bratakali.
We should live for the sake of the
jagat lekapothe manam ekkada untunnam.
If there is no world, we don't exist at all.
Kanuka jagatlo manamu okkaraneetu satyanni gurtinchali.
We are only a part and parcel of the world.
Samajam baaguntini nenu baagu.
When society is okay,
saja samajam emaina ayipoyini nenu baagundalante nee baagu ekkada nunchi vastundi.
When the society itself gets destroyed, how can I exist?
కనుక మనము ఏకత్వంగా జీవించటం అనేటువంటిది ఒక సంకుచితమైనటువంటి జీవితమే.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇంపాసిబుల్ టు లివ్ సచ్ అ సాలిటరీ లైఫ్. యు కెనాట్ లివ్ లైక్ దట్.
అనేకత్వమైన తత్వాన్ని భోజించాలి.
వుడ్ ఆల్సో రికగ్నైజ్
అదియే దైవము దైవము దైవం అనేటువంటి ఒక పదానికి మనం అర్థం కుదుకుంటే సమష్టి స్వరూపమే దైవము అనేది.
వెన్ యూ రికగ్నైజ్ ది కరెక్ట్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ డివినిటీ, then you understand the inner significance of society as God.
Srishti kalpitamainatundi ee jagattanta kudanu
the entire created world
satyaktilo chitshaktilo ekamai povatam chetane daivatvanga maaripothundi.
It is immersed in the consciousness. That is why it is divinity.
Kalpinchetundi jagatte matter. ఆ చిత్శక్తి ఒక బీయింగ్ అనగా మ్యాటర్ ప్లస్ బీయింగ్ ఈజ్ ఈక్వల్ గాడ్ అన్నారు.
ది వరల్డ్ విచ్ ఈస్ విజిబుల్ ది విజిబుల్ వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ మ్యాటర్ ద ఇన్విజిబుల్ గాడ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డివినిటీ. వెన్ యూ బ్రింగ్ దిస్
అప్పుడే దైవత్వం దైవత్వం అనగానే సమిష్టి స్వరూపము దైవత్వం.
వెన్ యూ బ్రింగ్ దిస్ మ్యాటర్ అండ్ ఎనర్జీ టుగెదర్ దెన్ దే విల్ బికమ్ డివినిటీ.
కనుక దైవము ప్రేమ స్వరూపుడు.
గాడ్ ఈస్ ద వెరీ ఎంబాడిమెంట్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
ప్రపంచమంతా ప్రేమమయమే.
The entire world is full of love.
Mana drishti anta premamayame.
We should make our entire vision
vyaktigatamaina vedamulu cheta oka virodham bhavistunname kani mana drishtilo unnadanta premane.
On account of individual differences there is misunderstanding, otherwise our vision
ye vidhanga mana kannulaku veri veri color glasses veskunte veri veri ratiga kanipinchinattuga kobam kobam vachinappudu oka reetiga dvesham vachinappudu maroka reetiga prema vachinappudu oka reetiga ivi glasses maadiri maarutunnayi.
The type of the color of the glass decides the color of this sight that you get. Similarly, when you are very angry, everything becomes red.
Nijanga drushti undane aa drushte prema.
Whatever sight you have, the sight itself is love.
Kanuka prema drushtini manam penchukovali.
Should develop a vision of love.
Mana jeevitamu premamayanga maarukunnappudu jagattanta brahmamayanga maarutundi.
Transform your life into life of love, then the entire creation will become full of Brahma.
Prema mudita manasikho Ram 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 Sri Ram Ram ko Ram 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 Sri Ram Ram Ram
సర్వధర్మ ప్రియ సాయి మహేశ
సర్వధర్మ ప్రియ సాయి
మహేశ
రామ కహో కృష్ణ కహో ఈశ్వర అల్లా సాయి కహో
బుద్ధ కహో గురు నానక కహో ధారాష్ట్ర మహావీరేషు కహో శక్తి సర్వధర్మ ప్రియ సాయి మహేశ
प्रसन्न होगा
Thank you.
नमोस्तुते साई महेशा
ಮಡ 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 चरण कमल ध्यान करो
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई।